Hey there, awesome humans. Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things mindful and resilient. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Like you're juggling a million things at once and barely keeping your head above water? You know that feeling when the to-do list is longer than your arm and deadlines are breathing down your neck? Yeah, me too. That's why today, we're diving deep into finding balance in our crazy busy lives. Because let's be real, life these days feels like a non-stop marathon. We're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, demands, it's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed. But here's the thing. Balance isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfect harmony where everything is always rosy. It's about creating conscious choices that allow you to thrive amidst the chaos. So, how do we do that? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you find your zen in this whirlwind world. First up, prioritize like a pro. Think of it like being a superhero. Every hero has their kryptonite, right? What are your time wasters? Those social media scrolls, the endless emails, those helpful but really distracting articles you keep clicking on. Identify your kryptonite and say goodbye to it. Make a list of your most important tasks and focus on tackling those first. The rest can wait, trust me, the world won't end if you don't answer that email immediately. Next up, learn to say no gracefully. This one is tough for many of us, but it's crucial for setting boundaries. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? If someone asks you to do something that drains your energy or takes away from your priorities, politely decline. Remember, saying yes to everything means saying no to yourself and your well-being. Now, let's talk about scheduling self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. It's about carving out time for activities that replenish your soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or catching up with loved ones, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your day. Speaking of time, chunk it wisely. Instead of cramming everything into one long, stressful workday, try breaking it down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Schedule specific blocks for different tasks and stick to them as much as possible. This helps you stay focused and avoid feeling overwhelmed. Finally, cultivate a sense of gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to appreciate the good things in life. Take a moment each day to reflect on what you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, even a perfectly brewed cup of coffee. This simple practice can shift your perspective and bring more joy into your everyday experience. Now, let me share a real-life example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine Sarah, who's a working mom juggling a demanding job, 2 kids, a household to manage, and a desire to maintain some semblance of a social life. Sound familiar? She feels constantly stretched thin, running from meeting to school pickup to soccer practice, with barely a moment to breathe. One day, she realizes that she's neglecting her own needs and starts making small changes. She prioritizes her workouts by scheduling them into her calendar like important meetings. She learns to say no to extra commitments that drain her energy. She carves out 15 minutes each morning for quiet reflection and gratitude. And guess what? Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel less overwhelmed and more in control. Her life doesn't magically transform overnight, but those small changes create a ripple effect of positive change. So remember, finding balance isn't about achieving perfection, it's about making conscious choices that support your well-being. By prioritizing, saying no, scheduling self-care, chunking your time wisely, and cultivating gratitude, you can navigate the chaos with grace and create a life that feels more fulfilling and balanced. Now, go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little mindful wisdom. And if you want to keep the conversation going, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay balanced, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.